Kim Whitley, Happy New Year.
Hey.
Hey, Kim Whitley.
Hey, Kim, what's going on, baby?
How are you? Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy
New
Year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people ain't make it this year, so I'm happy to see this
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. You're right.
Yeah. And a new season for Raising Whitley.
That's right. New season, Raising Whitley. Made it. A lot of shows ain't make it, so I'm very happy.
And happy birthday to young Joshua.
That's right. Today is Joshua's birthday. He is 4 years old. How fast is that?
And what's the village going to do for his birthday today?
Now, you know they ain't going to do nothing. They just, No, we are actually planning a party. All the villagers are pitching in. You know, they've all gone to the Dollar Tree and gathered their gifts. So, so we are very excited about that. And we're still filming the season, so we're going to film the birthday party.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
So now that it's 4 years under your belt, is it easier now? Have you gotten the hang of it, or is it still a struggle?
Of the TV show or of the baby? Mm-hmm.
The baby.
Which one? Oh, the baby. No, it ain't nothing easier because you gotta keep them alive. That's the thing that I didn't realize. I didn't realize you got to keep a baby, a person alive. It's a human being. They don't know danger. And then I found out you got to feed them like 3-4 times a day. That was difficult. But the biggest thing that really tripped me out, which they should have said at the hospital when they called, they should have said, hey, we got a baby for you. And guess what? You got to get up every morning at 7 and take them to school. See, they didn't put that part in there.
I didn't realize
they got to go to school.
I read an article, Kim, says where you said that my biggest fear is raising a black man.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Okay, first of all, they misquoted a little bit, and the guy apologized. If you read the article, some of the fans didn't read the article, and they got upset. I said, my biggest fear during these times and with racism, my biggest fear is raising a black man because I have a village, but my brothers had my dad, you know, and he knew how to talk to them and explain to them and, you know, how you navigate this life and how you navigate being a child of color. So that's my fear, that I will navigate and teach him how to put your hands up. Mm. How to, you know, talk
to people. And when do you initiate that conversation? How does that go? And especially, like you say, your brothers had your dad every moment of their lives in the house.
And when do you start explaining Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown and Eric Garner to him?
Yeah.
That's what I don't know. That's the thing. I know you start explaining it, but when they can understand it, this little boy, I got to explain that he's adopted. You know, I got other stuff to explain.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So then explaining that, and I think about that because I know my brothers knew or they understood because I remember my brother running through the front yard of our house and the police chasing him, and he had no idea what was going on. And they ran to our door, and they were like, ma'am, my mother was very, very light, and they didn't realize she was a black woman. And the police came to our door and was like, ma'am, there's a Negro child running through your yard, and we're looking for him. Until my black daddy showed up behind her and the little black children, we were like, what's going on? And I remember the police turned beet red, and they apologized, and they sent a basket. I mean, it was a lot. So that was my first time realizing, this is a problem.
Okay, so this fear of raising a black man, are you trying to find a man? Are you dating a man just because you want a man in your life to raise your son?
No, I need a man life to raise me. What are you talking about? No, I do.
Do you feel the pressure now because of this fear to get married and find a man that will help you raise your son? Do you feel pressure?
I feel the right man, yes. I feel like there's so many single moms out there raising good men that it can be done. And that's why I went ahead and got a village. I felt for me as a woman that I couldn't do it. Now, there's a lot of women out there doing it and doing it good. For me, I went and got a village. I would like to find a mate, but it has to be the right mate because you can go ahead and marry somebody and they, you know, They're not that great for your child. So,
but Kim, one of the things that you had from the end of last season, I'm just going to go past that because you want a good man. From the end of last season to the beginning of this season was dealing with his birth mother. And coming into contact with her again, which is, as you said, you have to explain to him about the adoption and this
right.
woman and maybe mm-hmm. even his siblings, you know, that she's had. So it's a whole lot to,
it's a lot.
You're raising this child.
Yeah, it really is.
So he does get to this season on Raising Whitley. He does the birth mother. We do hook up. We get some deep issues. It's a lot of fun. We go deeper into the village and their lives and just the things that he's doing as he's growing up. So, well, I mean, and the fans have been great, really watching Raising Whitley on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock on OWN. They've really been very supportive. So,
and it's a really good show.
Saturday nights on OWN, Raising Whitley.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
Follow me on Twitter, a live tweet. Thank you.